Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fuse ODG in the building right now. Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, morning. How are you guys, man? I'm loving you guys' energy, you know.
Thank you, bro.
It's a lot of energy in the morning right now. I love that.
It's the coffee.
It's the coffee.
So it's what we do, man. You've got some energy. You were just on stage over the weekend at Nasimi Beach. Absolutely destroyed the show.
That was so wild, man. I love it. I love performing in Dubai, man, because the energy of the crowd is just different.
Yeah,
people just love to have fun here.
Where are you from originally, man?
I'm originally from Ghana, but I live in London.
How long you been in London for?
I was born in London.
Okay.
But my roots is Ghana.
So what do you say? Like when people ask me all the time,
it's
where
so
you're
confusing.
Yeah, where you from? Right? I say I'm Australian, but my parents are Lebanese, but I lived in Australia my whole life.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. Yeah, I like to say I'm Ghanaian, but when they hear me talking, they start questioning.
They get confused.
They're like, hold on.
I grew up in London.
What are you speaking in Ghana, did you say?
Tree.
Tree.
Yeah.
Tree.
Tree. Is that T-W-I, but it's yes, but you say it like tree.
Let's
tree.
See. Can I hear
you gotta do tree. Yes.
Can we hear some?
Etisen Eden Okoso. It means how are you? What's going on?
Can you say it again?
Etisen.
Etisen?
Etisalat.
Yeah, Etisen.
Stop it.
What kind of promotion is going on here? Someone's got some sponsorship going on there.
No, I don't. Hey, you know me too well, though.
Plugging it all the time.
That was a good plug.
How do you say it again? How do you say that?
Etisen.
Etisen.
Yeah, so it's E-T-E-S-E-N.
Etisen.
That's
beautiful.
Etisen.
You got it.
Beautiful. Hey, by the way, if you want to speak to Fuse, do we call you Fuse?
Yeah, of course you can.
Feel free to call 04-423-1000. Let's talk music. Well, I mean, what age were you in it? When did you realize, you know what?
Nah.
This is my career right now.
Yeah, I've been making music a long time, but I've always been passionate about music.
Okay.
You know, being in the UK and listening to, like, obviously all types of genres. African music from my parents, grime in the UK, hip hop from the US. You know, growing up, it was just music everywhere. So I always knew I wanted to make music, but it was around, let's say, like 2009, I started releasing music, putting on YouTube, you know, like everyone else. And then eventually I did Azonto.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then everything just went crazy.
That's when it sort of exploded
exactly,
for you. When it went
exactly.
Big.
Everyone was doing Azonto.
And the name Fuse ODG. Can you give me some?
ODG stands for Off the Ground. And when we were kids, that's the group that we formed when we were kids. Yeah,
were you good kid group or were you a gang? Were you a gang? Are they after you in the UK? Are you on Dubai soil?
I had to run for the UK. It was too much. It was a positive gang, you know, and
nice.
I kept it because I felt like that was my original family.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, so it's my surname, ODG. Fuse is just like I want my music to be in every single household like a fuse.
That's very
that kind of vibe, yeah.
That's very cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. The style of music that you make is very uplifting. You said our show
good
has
vibes.
Got that energy, but I feel like your music also has that type of
we
want to
like
party.
You're smiling ear to ear when we hear. No, really, you are, because when we hear your music, that's what instantly happens.
When I'm on the mic, it's just good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we're in the studio, I want my music to just uplift people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about good vibes and happiness being the key to life.
When we dropped Thinking About You, which we're just about to play, it exploded.
Oh,
it tested so well. Now, when we say tested as a radio station, you know, we test music, by the way. We ask you what you think about it. You can always pick the hits, by the way, at virginradiodubai.com. But when yours was tested, especially with the audience,
that's amazing.
It was really cool. I mean, obviously, we're such a multicultural city as well from all over the world. We also do have a lot of people from Ghana. From Africa in general as well, man. So how did this song come about, Thinking About You? This is...
Thinking About You was a song that I actually recorded in Ghana.
Okay.
And the idea of the song is, you know, you miss someone and you just letting them know that you want to see them. Wherever you go, everything reminds you of them, you know. But the way it came out, everything that we do is good vibes. Even when this song is supposed to be a sad song because the person that you love is not there. It's people just love it. Everyone sing. The ladies love it.
Yeah.
I must say that. And we actually shot a video in Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we actually came and shot the video in Dubai. So,
You're running again. ODG, we're back.
ODG gang, it's not easy, man.
I can't wait. We're going to play right now. Also with Fuse ODG, we're going to find out more about him and Ed Sheeran and what really went happening in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
More on that. This is Thinking About You. You're on Virgin Radio. Morning.
I've been thinking about you.
Fuse ODG.
Come on.
In the studio right now.
Yeah. Good vibes Sunday. Love it. Yeah, good vibes only. That's going to be a thing, man.
Hold on.
I've lost my heart.
He sounds so a bit like a dying bird. So do it again.
Sounds like a bird dying. You're right. I'm sorry. Fuse ODG, thinking about you right here on 104.4 Virgin Radio. How was it, Nasimi Beach?
Yeah.
You were there with Steve Aoki. Good vibes.
It was so live, man. This was crazy. Like I said, I love performing in Dubai. The crowd, the energy of the crowd, so it was crazy. But you know what? I wish I could do in Dubai, jump in the crowd.
Yeah.
You crazy. Want a crowd,
yeah. Don't want that. You're like, you know, say thanks for coming. I'll say Fuse. You're coming back. Let's talk about Ed Sheeran's got his new album out. There's a song on Ed Sheeran's album. I want to play it here.
I love this song.
How do I say the title?
Bibia Beye Ye.
Bibia.
That's Tree.
Yeah, that's Tree, right? Yeah. So good.
So this is new Ed Sheeran. Hold on.
I lost my shoes last night. I don't know where I put my keys. I was tired and fell asleep beneath an oak tree. I bet my mother's proud of me. From each scar upon my knuckle and each graze upon my knee. And all I know.
What a song. So
it's crazy.
Is it legit that he wrote this at your place?
Well, you helped write it, right?
Wrote it in my house in Ghana,
So hold on. Two things. You and Ed Sheeran, do you obviously know each other?
Yeah, he came to visit me in Ghana for like a couple of weeks.
That's dope,
man. So we were just there making music. This is one of the songs that we wrote. We actually did about 8 songs or so. And this is the song that made it to his album, so.
How is it? I mean, we've interviewed Ed and we've said from a radio point of view, he's one of the best interviewers that we've ever had. He was so chilled.
He
came in on his own. We just kicked it for 20 minutes and he was just like,
he's
real.
He's a nice guy.
You know what
very
I mean?
Cool. Yeah, yeah. You're very, very cool.
You're friends with him. You know him on a personal level.
Exactly.
Is that him?
Yeah, no, that's him. He literally came to Ghana with no crew. Do you get me? He just came.
Yeah.
Just chilling every day. We'd just go out, do something. You know, like Ghana got so many traditional food and he was eating every single one of them.
Really?
And he loves spicy stuff as well. So
really?
And you know, Africans, we like spicy food.
Yeah.
You know, so he was just eating all the food. Like literally every day we'd go out.
He's like the complete opposite of Africa, I would say, Ed Sheeran, when it comes in. Like there it is.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like he stands out so much in Africa.
Right.
But he feel right in at the same time because of his vibe.
So writing music with Ed Sheeran,
how do you do that?
Yeah, it's a bit mad getting in the studio with Ed because obviously Ed is a genius, you get me? So, but with music, the way that we connected, obviously he came to soak in our vibe, you know, the Ghana vibe, the Afro beats, and, you know, I was soaking in his vibe. So it was kind of nice. We were both learning from each other, you know, so. But it's mad. It was still crazy having Ed. I'm like, Ed Sheeran's in my house right now.
That's amazing.
Have you got his number? You want to call him?
Let's just
call him,
see what's going on.
This is crazy.
It's 3 hours behind in the UK. I think he'll be in bed.
Okay.
But now he's just so cool, man. When we're in the studio together, it's just like, we're just one people working.
Sure.
And that's how we managed to, you know, get these magical songs. We've got so many other songs that's coming up as
which
well.
Which hopefully will be released in some time, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've got some other ones where it's... You can't help yourself but dance all over the
really?
Place. It's crazy. You guys know my vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So imagine Ed on that kind of energy
wait.
As well.
We've actually got new music that we're going to play called Sunrise from yourself in the next 10 minutes. Back to Ed. So when he released
I'm
this...
I'm in love with the shape of
so,
we push and pull like a magnet.
Hey. Had you heard this song before everybody else?
The song wasn't done yet.
When you heard
really?
It?
Yeah. No,
what was it?
The song wasn't done yet. Like, when he came to Ghana last year around summertime, it wasn't done yet.
So he hadn't even had that
This
yet.
Was a late song. It came
really?
Late. Yes. Ah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's huge, obviously. It's taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
Before we get into your new one, I want to put you on the spot. I want to play that beat.
Okay.
And I'm just going to let you do whatever you want with it.
I'll just freestyle with it, but you guys need to throw words at me.
Oh, words?
Yeah, like, give me words.
What rhymes with orange?
No. Nothing.
No. Yes. No. All right, let's
people always think orange. Why?
Because it's just...
Only evil people think orange when you talk about rhyming.
So do you want words now?
Yeah. Okay, while so the beat is playing.
We're on Virgin Radio. This is live right now. Fuso DG in the building. We've got brand new music from the man coming up shortly, but we're going to play Shape of You. Mm. And you want us just, as the song's going,
throw words in
there. Okay, I'll start.
You start.
Then go Pretty, then okay. Rossi.
You guys don't look nervous now. What? You're just going to give me words.
I feel like I'm going to give you the wrong word.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why you should be feeling nervous here.
Here we go.
Give me a word you want. Give me a word.
Here we go. Ready? Okay, let's let it get in for a second. Fuso DG, Virgin Radio, The Chris Fade Show, number one Dubai.
Okay, Chris Fade Show, number one Dubai. They call me FUSA, you know I spit my lines. You give me any word and I promise I'll make it rhyme. Listen, I'm the guy chilling in Dubai. Yes, I bring the lines. Yes, you know I am the best. When I'm on the mic, I do my thing. I'm waiting for another word so I can go on and sing. Hold on, why you just sitting there? Are you just looking nervous? You know I'm here with a purpose.
Oh.
Come on, why you there still laughing? I'm trying to let you know that I'm here and I'm not starving. I can talk about spaghetti, you know I do this heavy, yeah, you know I'm never petty, cause you know I do these lines. Yes, I almost rhyme. Yes, he gave me spaghetti, but you know it's just twisted. Listen, I just do this, you know I'm too gifted. Why you still just standing there with your
summer,
hand on
summer,
your chest?
Summer.
Okay, talk about summer. Yes, I am a Ghana, but I'm not an Arsenal, no, but I'm a Ghana. Yes, talk about summer, you know it's kind of a bummer that I came like yesterday. I'm leaving already, but let me go back to the spaghetti.
Oh my god!
But you guys are supposed to throw my words. This is so funny.
That was amazing.
I didn't want to stop that flow, man. That is fantastic. Fuso DG in studio. Calls have been coming in all morning. Is Sam on the phone? Good morning.
I just want to say, you know, I'm listening to you every day, you guys. So just this morning, it was just as awesome. You know, I was laughing my whole way from house till work, and you know you were amazing. Even Fuse OG was amazing. You know,
love bro. Yeah.
I was just laughing my whole driving. You know, amazing.
Thank you, my man. Thank you, Fuso DG as well, bro. Thank you very
love,
much.
Love.
You guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. The calls are still coming in. Biggie, what do you want to say to Fuse, man?
I would like to say that, brother, I love that you're from Africa.
Come on, okay? Represent.
like you, I'm from Africa, the cradle of civilization, baby.
Come on. Oh, motherland.
Okay, so, I'm from Egypt, so...
Oh, nice.
I would like to think of myself as a proud African.
I was in Cairo 2 days ago, bro.
Yeah, and my country, my hometown.
Come on.
As I say, I love your African accent. Who doesn't? Who doesn't love
African accent? I love you, laugh.
You basically love everything Africa.
Yeah, he does.
Let's just say that. I love that.
Everything Africa is just positive, good vibes, happy
only.
People.
Exactly.
Even if we're going through hard times, just people.
The
are
kids are still smiling. Yeah, everyone's still happy. Yeah,
love that.
And that's what I love about being in Ghana as well. Like, regardless of how little people have, they just appreciate it and they're just happy about it.
We need to go.
No, you guys need to come. I'm telling you, the food, the culture, the people. When Ed came, literally, he was so inspired. You know, so you guys, I'm inviting everyone in here to Ghana right now, to my house. Maybe we can record some new music. You guys can give me some new words.
Falafel.
Falafel.
That could be in a new song.
Yeah, that's so funny. You know, like, when we first started the freestyle, what you guys were thinking about giving me orange, right?
Yeah.
I feel that's one of the hardest words to rhyme.
I know.
I think it's probably better than... Falafel is probably better than orange, actually.
Talking new music right now, you got a few singles, I guess, charting across the world. They've just released a new one in the UK, right? Tell us about that. It's called Diary.
Yes, so Diary is featuring a Nigerian Afrobeats artist called Tiwa Savage. And, it's circulation in the UK, doing very well. And it's for the ladies as well. So it's got smooth vibes for the ladies. You know, everything that we do is for women, you know.
For the ladies,
even
right?
Even like how a man works so hard is either for his mom or for his girl, or he's trying to impress, you know, a whole load of girls that he's trying to, you know, get with.
Look at that. This is new stuff. Have a listen. Diary.
In your diary.
Wow.
I wanna be inside your diary.
What's that instrument? What's that? Is that just?
It's just that's a, yes, I'm synth key. Yeah, key. Yeah. Watch the drop on this.
It's coming. I can hear it.
It's coming.
Baby, can you put reminder?
Ooh. Yeah.
I wanna take you by wine and dine ya.
Message is already coming in saying I love the song already.
Treating you with a minor.
Dope, man. You've also teamed up with Major Lazer, which is huge. Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Julian Air, what's going on with this single, which we're just about to drop?
Yeah, you guys know Fat Man Scoop is all about energy. Fat Man Scoop!
How exactly, you going?
Exactly. So, you know, Fuso DJ is all about the good vibes and making people move. So when we got together, Julian Air, Major Lazer, it was just a magical session. We had so much fun. We literally did everything on the same night.
Really?
Everything was done the same night. I went home playing the song in my car.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. Actually what happened. So it was a magical session. So,
all right, well, there you go. You know, right
sunrise.
Now, on Virgin Radio, this is the first play in the Middle East. You want to intro the song for us, Fuse?
It's Fuse! Yes, it's your boy, Fuse ODG, and this is one of my latest one with one of my favorites, Julian Air. Fat Man Scoop on your favorite show, Chris Fade Show. Rah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunrise right. Morning.
Fat Man Scoop. Chill your man. ODG.
Oh, my mama told me. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is live.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa.
I need someone to be Fat Man Scoop right now.
Please. That's him. That's Chris.
Put your hands up in the air. Fuse on to the scene. Let's go. Dubai, Dubai. Dubai, Dubai. Dubai, Dubai. Dubai, Dubai.
Chris Face Show. Let's go. Let's go.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
To the sunrise.
Fuse on the scene. Fuse, 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 fuse.
To the sunrise. Chris
Fade.
I think Chris's hat's gonna explode.
Chris Fade.
Here we go now. Here we go. New music sunrise. Fuse ODG.
Hey, yo.
My boy Jordan.
Hey, yo, Scoop. Studio time's done.
Okay. You wanna go get coffee?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Wait, why are you turning to the Cookie Monster?
The Cookie Monster likes Fuse ODG.
Oh, man.
Transformed.
I don't know if Fat Man Scoop does that.
Cookie Monster.
Fuse, amazing to have you in the studio.
Nah, thanks for having me, guys.
What do you want on social? Where do we follow you?
At Fuse ODG everywhere. If I'm F-U-S-E-O-D-G, I'm everywhere.
Hundreds of messages are coming in. They're loving it. They're loving your work, Fuse. So thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. I love you guys' energy, man. I love that.
Come anytime.
Yeah.
You're infectious, man.
Come on now. I love you guys, man.